Christian, my radio says apps. Sorry, Def Leppard. My radio says Absolute Radio already. Has Brian been near the button again? I'll ask in about 5 minutes' time. That is Def Leppard. What a brilliant song. And Animal at number 15 as we count down. And just before 7 o'clock, we're getting into the top 10. Songs all beginning with the letter A. And at 7:45 this morning, of course, it all changes. Suzanne Latham, you have another 5 minutes to give us a call on Free Fuel Monday. Suzanne Latham in Sheffield, the number for you in the next 5 minutes then is 0330 123 1215. 0330 123 1215. Here's Andrew Bailey with the headlines.
Well, it's all eyes on the city this Monday morning as troubled bank looks certain to be nationalised. Bradford and Bingley is on the rocks and the Spanish owner of Abbey is buying the branches in the savings business, while taxpayers' money will be used to buy its mortgages and loans. Also today, keeping our kids safe, a new code of conduct is being launched for websites. It'll tackle issues from online predators to cyberbullying, and over 100 industry, charity and government experts have signed up. And don't forget, we're counting down to 7:45 this morning when we officially become 100% Absolute. We are tantalisingly close now, so do stay with us for the launch of something brilliant. Christian's got more details through the show this morning.
Sport. I'm Ed Draper. Juan de Ramos doesn't seem overly worried, but admits his job as Tottenham manager could be on the line. The 2-0 defeat at Portsmouth leaves his team rock bottom of the Premier League with two measly points. Jermaine Defoe stuck the knife into his old club yesterday with the first goal, but didn't celebrate out of respect to the Spurs fans. He says it was an all-around solid showing from Pompey.
I think something everyone played their part. Everyone worked so hard defensively, you know, worked on a lot of shape in training. And obviously we want to put the two previous results behind us.
Elsewhere, Man City lost 2-1 at Wigan, and in Scotland, Rangers restored their three-point lead at the top of the SPL with a 3-0 win at Hibernian. Formula One's first night race was won by Fernando Alonso in Singapore, but Lewis Hamilton's third place means the English lad 7 points clear in the driver's standings with three races to go. And finally, it was a good day for the Spanish in golf too, with Gonzalez Fernandez Castaño beating Lee Westwood in a playoff to win the British Masters.
And the weather, it's cool, bright and breezy then across the UK. Some scattered showers though towards the north and the west later, and the highs hitting around 17 Celsius.